everybody. Welcome to the Ministry Zoo with Wes and Jess. This is episode el numero 16. Yes, we are on episode number 16. We're doing good. It's so good to be back with you and have the opportunity to talk with you today. Jess and I are going to give a little recap of what we have been into this summer, what's been going on with us, our personal lives, our ministries, and different things like that. I know that you guys listening have had a super, super busy summer. You all know my right-hand man, one of my closest friends in the world, Jess Estep, is here with me, and Jess is making preparations, like writing as we speak, about a trip that he's got coming up. See, just because we're doing a summer recap today doesn't mean that it's over.
Amen.
Jess is making plans for a big trip to Atlanta tomorrow, but tell me, my friend, how are you? What have you been doing? It's great to be with you.
Good morning, good evening, and good night.
Yeah, something like
whatever
that.
Whatever time you might be listening.
Yeah.
Yes.
What time is it right now? It is 3:45 here in Killen, Alabama. We typically do this at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, we do.
So, you know, it's still just wide open.
It is.
But let's, you know.
The day has just begun, my friend.
There's almost 4 o'clock. There's a lot of hours left. A
lot of daylight, we think. Possibly.
What's going on, man? It's good to see you.
Well, I'm a little bit upset with you because in your opening comments, you ruined my whole end of my talk about, you know, what I have coming up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
How did I do that?
I don't know really where to go now with this episode. No, I'm kidding. But we will talk a little bit about that in a little bit. Yes. Everything has been great. We have, it's been a very busy summer.
Sure.
I'm exhausted. I'm tired. But, you know, this week I've gotten a little bit more rest. We've finally been home for a few days and slept in my own bed for a few days.
Yeah.
And that's always great. But, yeah, it's been a jam-packed few weeks. And we're going to get into some of that. I have seen you a few times since we've been both back in town, and we've done some stuff around here, around locally, and we have a youth series every Tuesday night in the summertime, Songs of Summer, where we go to UNA Student Center every Sunday night, and so kind of seen you a little bit, and we did something together this past Saturday. We're going to talk about here in just a little bit. So
absolutely.
It has been good to see you since all of the summer activities, out of town stuff, trips have been over. Definitely good to have everybody back in town. I tell you what, one thing, you know, Sunday morning, I was looking up in our youth section. We try to sit up front like a lot of youth groups do.
Sure.
And I was just I was really encouraged to have most of my students back.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Summer is, you know, there's some that are doing travel ball. There's some that are visiting their families locally, some, you know, out of town, some going on vacation, different things like that. And some even doing mission trips that, you know, they're doing separately. We have about 4 or 5 different mission trips through the summer, and different people go to different ones. And so I don't always go to the same ones that some of the teens go to. And so just to see most everybody, we still have some out of town, but to see most everybody up there is encouraging. I was talking to a parent today and they said the same thing. When I mentioned that, they said, yeah, I looked up there and saw, and I felt, she was like, I felt really good about seeing everybody back. And so I know that school's about to start again. If you're a teen listening, boo. I know.
Yeah.
That's not what you want to hear. But for the youth ministers, it's like, yay, school's starting back. I can sleep.
It's school starting back is unique for me this time because Chapel's got her own classroom.
You know, that's right.
She's teaching kindergarten, as we call it here in North Alabama sometimes. But
I'd literally never call it kindergarten.
Yeah, it's kindergarten.
Yes. But I never say kindergarten either, which is how it's spelled with a T.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we've been getting ready for her classroom. So, you know, there's just a push. But, Jess, I want you to give the first word today because it's unique.
The first word today is unlike any first word we have ever put out there.
Absolutely.
So I'm a little bit nervous, but
you're going to do fine.
The first word today is, we have missed you guys.
Absolutely,
we have missed you guys, man, so much.
It's incredible to think about how we spent so many weeks together, spending so much time together, and then we've been off for almost a month now.
Just about,
since we were at Maywood
together. It's
been
a few weeks.
So,
You know, it's just it's crazy to think about how we have missed being here and being a part of the podcast universe and being with you guys. And but it is, it's a great way to start. A great first word is to just talk about how much we've missed you guys and missed being able to interact with you guys and getting some of your feedback from our shows. And it's just good to be together, be back with Jess, be back with you guys. And I'm telling you what, if you don't know Jess, I came in this afternoon and the guy is like a machine. It just never stops. He works so hard. He's so dedicated to his ministry at Killen. He does such a great job with those young people there and his interactions with their parents. And one thing that I tried to pick up from Jess when I went into the world of youth ministry is just how well to communicate with people. Jess doesn't get enough credit, or you know, he's just too humble to recognize it. He communicates so well and gets his message out there, and kids and parents are so in tune to exactly what's going on with that ministry. And I know he works with his elders really, really well. But if you know Jess, you know his work ethic, you know his love for the Lord, you know his love for other people. And I mean, he's just a machine, like a freak of youth ministry nature over here is what I'm sitting with. So it's just, you know, I'm honored to be back with you and spending some time with you. And we're going to talk a little bit about what we have done this summer, some things that have worked well, some things that maybe we, if we had the opportunity, we might would do them a little differently, not change them or not do them. But maybe if we had a, you know, a chance to redo them, we would, you know, maybe some things that we could have done a little more efficiently. I know that that's going to be something big for when I get my opportunity to tell you some of the things we've done. Because we did a lot of firsts. We had a lot of firsts this year, so this summer. So it's going to be interesting to talk about those things and what we could have done differently. But, Jess, we'll kick off with you. Let's kind of summer recap a few things that you've done.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the compliments. He literally was reading what I had written down to say about him word for word and putting my name where I had his name. So, no, not really, but... You know, it's good to be back together, and I appreciate Wes and all he does. I always hear great things about his ministry, and I tell you what, I'll wait till we get to it. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I do appreciate those words. I feel the same way about you. You do a great job.
Appreciate it.
I'm not sure what you just said. You said something about me talking about, I think, what we were getting into this summer.
Yeah,
what we've
yeah.
done. Okay,
some of the things we've done and accomplished.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so let's see. We talked last early on in Maywood. We talked on a Tuesday, I think.
Yes, it was a Tuesday. That's right.
We recorded on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So Maywood, just to kind of wrap up the week at Maywood, was really great.
Yes.
It seems like this has been a year of students, when they respond, being brutally honest in their confessions. And I guess because of where I sit at Maywood, I was the one to receive the responses after an invitation. I usually sit up towards the front. And to read those, you know, I know one night there were tears in my eyes as I was reading because of just the honesty of the confessions.
Yeah.
And we had the same type of experience at Titus Camp. We had some students there that really spoke from the heart in their confessions. I think we need that, and I appreciate that so much about those students. But one great thing, we had one of our teens from Killen that was baptized, Lindley Howell.
Awesome.
And
yeah.
So we're super proud of her.
Sure.
And her making that decision to be baptized. And so Maywood was really great. We ended the rest of the week very strong as far as just the way that everybody was responsive to the classes and the lessons and the activities that we had. Yeah. We had a really great group. From Titus Camp, I had about a week where I was actually at home. Mm-hmm. The Friday after Titus Camp, I took our group on a canoe trip. So we went up to the Shoals Canoe Run up in Iron City.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a good time. We do the five mile, I think, or 8 mile. It's the shortest one, but it takes about 6 hours. And so you're out there on the water a lot. And We had a really good time and took Brennan. He helped me pilot the canoe that we were in, and we took food with us, and it was just really great to be out on the river and swim around and do the canoe thing.
Is that the first time you've ever done it?
No. Okay. We that's the second time we've been there, and then we usually go every year, and we've always gone up to what's the one up in Tennessee, the Buffalo River, Crazy Horse, I think it's called, Crazy Horse Canoe Run. And it's a really good one. It's probably a little deeper than Shoals Canoe.
Gotcha,
but, we enjoy that. So we had a good time there, and then we went right into Titus Camp on Sunday. And Titus Camp, if you don't know what that is, it stands for Teens in Training for Useful Service. And what we do is we train young men and women to learn how to put together a lesson, and the boys will put together more of a sermon style lesson, and the girls will put together more of a Bible class type lesson, I guess, if you want to put it like that. And the reason I say it like that is because on the following Sunday, the Sunday that it ends, we divide them up into groups, and they go to different congregations and lead the service with their lessons. And so during the Bible class hour, there will be two or three young men and two or three young ladies teaching a class. Most of the congregations will have only two classes that morning for, you know, like seventh grade and up, and they'll do a men's class and a ladies' class. And the girls from Titus Camp, we call them the Tabitha campers, they'll go and they'll teach the ladies' class, and then the young men will teach the men's class. And then we'll take, usually it's the oldest two or three from the clusters, what we call the groups, and they'll actually preach their lessons during the worship hour. And sometimes we'll lead singing. You know, sometimes the congregation will say, can you do it all? Can you do all the Lord's Supper and the prayers and everything? And if there's the manpower there, we'll be glad to do that. So this year was really great. We had some elective classes this time. They had some advanced homiletics classes, and they really get a great education in that area, in homiletics and in different areas. This year they had an apologetics class. Ben Hayes came and taught that class, and a couple of other different different classes they could choose from in the morning. And then they split up and have homiletics, which is kind of the art of preaching, how to put together a lesson, how to stand in the pulpit, and what do, and how do you move your arms, and, you know, that kind of the appearance in the pulpit. Then we have library research in the middle of that class. And so that's what I do at Titus Camp, is I teach homiletics. And so we had a really great time. We just really we really enjoy that. In the evening, they kind of have time to do something fun. Travis Creasy does a ultimate frisbee tournament through the week.
Yeah.
And so we did that kind of later at night because of the heat. One night we went to the creek and got to splash around in a creek that some church members own from Salem Church of Christ. And we took them to a movie one night. We took them to the mall, to Chick-fil-A, on the cow appreciation night. So there was about 80 kids dressed up like cows at Chick-fil-A. And so we kind of overwhelmed them.
So there are pictures of this somewhere, right?
There are, yes. Okay, absolutely. Right. And then took them over to see the Life of Pets, Secret Life of Pets. That was kind of cool.
So let's talk about Titus Camp for just a second.
Okay.
Ray Reynolds, our friend from the Gulf Shores congregation, he kind of he kind of oversees
He's
that.
He's the director of the camp.
He's the director of the camp.
The Gulf Shores is the overseeing congregation.
Okay. So we love Ray, and we love the Gulf Shores Church there, and appreciate so much. But it's actually hosted on the campus of Heritage Christian University
right
in Florence, which is just a few miles away from us. So if you've never been to Heritage, it's a great place. It has plenty of room to host an event like this. But Titus Camp, if it continues to grow, you know, they're gonna have to build on to Heritage to continue to host it. But you know, it's unique to see all of those people and those young people coming around. And it's not just a North Alabama thing or kids coming from Gulf Shores. You have guys coming and young ladies coming from
six or seven different states.
So yeah, I mean, it's incredible. It's really neat. So who's the longest running camper, do you know? Titus Camper.
Well, at this, I'm not exactly sure right now because they so Titus Camp started with just the guys, and a small group of guys, and went for 2 years and then added the girls the third year. And there are some girls, well, everybody that's that started coming back then has already graduated out. They've gone on to the college age.
Right.
And but now a lot of our counselors have come back, and they graduate out and they come back. Sydney and Tristan Harmon, Travis's daughters. They came, they were both back this year as counselors. And then we had Nathan Elrod and Josh Eldridge and, Ryan, and now his
Leachman.
Last name is Leachman.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan, if you're listening.
I saw the beard, then I saw the name.
Yeah. I was trying to think off the top of my head who the ones that had graduated out that came back. I think that's, there might be some more. We had a guy from Gulf Shores that he came the third or fourth year. He was back this year as a counselor, Tyler Barnett. Mm-hmm. But as far as campers, I don't know if I would even know who the longest running one, you know, would be. There's no more original as far as when it started, because like I said, they've already graduated high school and they're out. But
so I guess I didn't realize that it had been running that long. Mm-hmm. Now I guess that's my mistake there. I didn't realize it had been going that long. But if you want,
this was the 12th year. Yeah.
Wow. See, I didn't realize it'd been running. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want some information on Titus Camp, and let me tell you something, the kids that go to Titus Camp come back. And it's neat because I've been at a congregation that would host a Titus Camp group, and to see them come in, to see how they interact, to see how they have prepared and be a part of that and to witness that, it's really, really incredible. So you can get the information from that on the Gulf Shores website, right?
Right,
the
Gulf Shores Church website. Church of Christ.
So, you know, that's something that youth ministers, if you're adding something or your kids want to add something, it would definitely be worth their while, and you want to see your young people grow, that would definitely be something pretty incredible to be a part of. Let's talk about the canoe run. I'm doing it Saturday. We're going Saturday.
Going this weekend.
Yeah, this will be our second time to do this. We really enjoy it. We have more interest in the kayak than we do the canoes this time.
So,
You know, it's going to be a lot of fun to try that. We're just trying to find something to, you know, to do to kind of recap, you know, kind of end the summer. And the good thing about the Shoal Creek Canoe Run is when you're, I keep saying canoe, canoe.
I did the same thing a while ago. Canoe run. I don't know what it is about that word. It's, canoe.
It's English. You know, it runs down, and there's a nice little place to pull off and be able to spend some time together, eat together, maybe have a little devotional together. You know, some really neat things to do there. So if you're in the Shoals area and your group has not made the attempt at the canoe run yet on Shoal Creek, certainly give it a shot. It's a lot of fun and a pretty unique team building experience. So that's a lot of fun. The month of July has just kind of flown by for me. After we ended Maywood, I had to take some campers out of Maywood to go on our mission trip. We went to South Carolina, the Hartsville Church of Christ there. They hosted us, and we helped them with a VBS and kind of went around, knocked some doors, and got in some element that, you know, our kids had never been in before. Got them a little out of their comfort zone. So that was super unique. A lot of fun to watch that happen, to watch those young people grow and be in an area where they – had never really been before. The VBS was unique. The first day, we had 9 kids show up.
Okay.
And the last day we had 17. So
that's some good growth then.
Yeah, it got out, and our kids really hit the street, got the word out, really pushed really hard, worked really hard, and of course the congregation there making efforts and tying in. So just really, really super proud of our kids and the work that they put in. Had some phenomenal adult interaction. You know, we had some great chaperones go along with us. Heath Allen, who's one of my closest friends in the entire world, he helped me drive the bus. He was in charge of the games. This guy took a blow-up slide from Florence, Alabama to Hartsville, South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, just puts it on the trailer and just drives it up there. And
nice.
We had several other adults who just kind of pulled in and did so many things as far as decorating and helping with putting people in the right positions to do the right things. So it was just, it was just a lot of fun to watch our young people in that environment. I told you that I was going to share a few things that maybe I wish I would have done better. This first mission trip that I've ever taken the lead role in. I've always kind of stepped back and just kind of helped wherever. I probably would have planned a little better. When you make an itinerary, you make that itinerary for a purpose. So when it has times and it has places to be, probably would have communicated that a little better. But that's one of those things that you just kind of learn, and I talked about Jess and his communication skills. I wish I had a little bit of a degree that he has, because I think that things would have ran a little smoother if I would have communicated a little better on some things. But, that's how we learn. We just have to fall flat on our face and things, we just have to pick up and go with them. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's just one of those things. So the mission trip was just huge for us. And we came back with a rejuvenated spirit. I mean,
it's great.
It was a lot of fun to watch. And I got back from that. We were gone Friday to Friday, the 1st to the 8th. And when I pulled in, we unloaded the trailer. We unloaded everybody's luggage. I look over, and there's this white Traverse with this pretty blonde, blue-eyed girl in it, and two of my boy, my wife and my kids. They're sitting there waiting on me, and it was so good to see that. I'd not seen them for a week.
Yeah.
And I got in the car with them, and we took off to Florida. wow. So, 8 hours driving home from South Carolina to a 14-hour drive to Anna Maria Island, Florida. So we had a little vacation there.
Was that the same day? Or
yeah, we left.
So you pulled in.
Yeah, I got home on Friday.
Left again.
Left out. Yeah.
That's it, man. That's what we do.
So there was a period of 15 days where I did not go inside. I didn't even go in my house for 15 days.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean,
but I can't complain because it was a mission trip, which was totally awesome for our young people. And then I got to go and spend some time with just my family. And
it's good that that came after.
Yeah.
It's good that the vacation came after.
If it had been the other way around, I probably would have struggled. I'm not going to lie, with it being the first time that I'd ever been in that type of situation and not really knowing all the answers. But you youth ministers, you know how it is. I mean, it's just you want your families to be involved and you want to be with your families. And so it was just fantastic to be able to get into that that vacation and be with them. And then I came back home from vacation on Saturday night. Sunday morning, I went and preached. I was a visiting preacher at a congregation. And then the next day, I was at Camden, Tennessee.
Yeah.
With Garrett Todd and the congregation there. They had I don't know if they call it Middle Tennessee or Shoals Youth Series. It's not Shoals Youth Series because it's not in the Shoals, but it's sort of the same thing that we do here with our Shoals Youth Series. Then the next night, Garrett was with us at Shiloh. We had the privilege to host Shoals Area Youth Series there.
It was a great night, by the way. You did a great job with it. I know you were stressed out. There was some issues technically with the sound system and all, but
we have this new sound system and it's amazing. I'm so glad that we were put in a position to be able to get it, but I just don't have a clue how it works.
Let me ask you something, just as an aside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you with your iPad. Is it one of those you can control with the iPad?
Yeah, you control everything from an iPad.
We're talking, thinking about doing that. And I'll talk to you later off the air about that, because I'm interested to see how
And the clarity's works. Amazing. We have a ceiling fan right over the pulpit area. Mm-hmm. And the sound quality has improved so much that when it gets quiet, you can hear that.
Is that right?
The ceiling fan running. It's just so clear. But y'all just hadn't, figured out all the kinks in it yet. But Garrett did a great job. Of course, we had super huge parental involvement. Chapel lined up all the food. We had several of the ladies come in, and our elders were there and helping and guiding traffic. And man, it was just great. It was good to be home. But then,
yes, sir.
That weekend, you and I were together in Montgomery.
Well, we were. There's one more thing that I need to mention just as to say thank you to our congregation, because I know we have some members that listen that I didn't get to a while ago.
Yeah.
Our VBS, we had that, which was just a couple of weeks ago. Well, it was last week, actually. It's all running together at this point. But that was is always a humongous week, and I can't say thank you enough to everybody that decorates and teaches and drives the bus.
Yeah. Literally and figuratively.
Exactly. Exactly. Because there's so many people that work so hard on it, and I rush into that. It's always the week after Titus Camp.
Yeah.
And so I always feel inadequate in what I'm doing. I teach, mm-hmm. I do have the older class. We do kind of a little combo lesson with crafts kind of deal. And Lori was not able to be there this year because of her job situation
sure.
now. And it just made things a little bit more difficult for me and the others who teach the class. And so I appreciate so much Connie and David Olive for their help in the class this year.
Yeah.
And just everybody else that does spend so much time. I wish that we could, and hopefully something in the schedule will lighten up next year and I'll, you know, be able to come and do a little bit more. But I really so impressed with what they do. They do such a great job. Stan does an excellent job. He mm-hmm. gets up and does all of the singing, welcome singing,
yeah.
The
yeah.
kids' songs. And a lot of preachers don't do that kind of thing.
Right.
And I appreciate Stan so much doing
sure.
that. We have so many elders and older members that just get in there. And I'll be honest, the bulk of our help is probably our older members, our senior members. And so they do such a great job in helping. The kids love it. So I would be remiss if I didn't at least mention VBS and just say how great it
yeah.
was. I was so impressed. The theme was Out of This World. It had the whole space theme, which Brennan loves because he's such a space nut.
Yeah.
He just loves it. He just walked in standing beside me right now. So he just loves it to death.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're talking about VBS, it's just one of those things that when you just see so many different people, and you talked about it a little bit, you know, the different age groups, when you see those people just plugging in and being involved, it's amazing to see what happens when things happen in unity and we're all
right.
working toward the same thing. You know, I think that passage of scripture, it just sticks out in my mind so much when we're talking about things like this, about how, you know, when things work in unity, and oh man, it's just so refreshing to see people from different backgrounds, different walks, you know, different struggles, all trying to work together and be together in that same effort. Now your VBS is it's unique. Does it still run all week?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
So and that's pretty incredible. And you know, ours goes Sunday through Wednesday night. So I've always found it interesting that you guys go Monday through Friday. That's a lot of time, a lot of people working, a lot of people moving, a lot of moving parts,
right.
I imagine, especially, running the bus route. You know, I can imagine that,
mm-hmm.
that can become, you know, hectic if you allowed it. And it's just unique to see that and work for that. And I appreciate you guys so much for putting all your effort into VBS. I saw some of the pictures and some of the Out of This World ideas that y'all had ran with, and it looked phenomenal. I hated that we were not around to be able to be a part of it. I know
yeah.
Pearson would have loved it.
Oh, yeah, he would
so,
have.
So, you know, I just hate that we weren't available to be around. But, yeah, VBS is a staple for
oh, yeah.
the summertime activities. So.
That's right. And there are some families that send their kids to just about all of them. And there's
yeah.
and you could go to one almost every week in
yeah,
the summer,
you know,
around
I was,
here. Yeah,
I was talking to a guy one night after hours. We had concluded for the night, and he said the kids wanted to beat how many they went to last year. And I said,
okay.
how many did they go to last year? And he said, 13.
13
VBSs. Yeah, so,
wow.
You know, and of course a lot of those were, you know, they went to one place during the day, they went to one place at night, things like that. So, but yeah, 13 VBSs that their children had gone to the previous summer. So I think it's great to get those kids out there, get them involved in that, and make it a really huge congregational effort and see the people rallying around that, because it's just a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, and the kids love it. You know,
yeah.
it's all those decorations are like, they're real to those kids.
For
you
sure.
know, it's like,
yeah.
you know, you got a spaceman floating in the auditorium.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a
yeah.
that's huge.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
yep, it's a lot of fun.
You know, VBS doesn't happen without volunteers. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, youth work doesn't happen without volunteers.
Exactly.
You know, there's just things that, yeah, everything in life, you've got to have people who are just beside you and supporting you and working with you, and you're working with them and just walking hand in hand to try to make things run smoothly. And obviously there's going to be hiccups. There's going to be things that challenge you and things that have to change. And, you know, it's all about how we roll with that, how we overcome that. Because you're talking about VBS, you're talking about different things happening during the summer. Summer series are usually happening around this time. If you're not able to just kind of roll with it sometimes, it will stress you to the max. I mean,
that's
you
right.
just, you lose track of what's the most important thing, and it'll just, it'll fuel that stress fire that's going on, you know, that everybody has to battle from time to time. So,
well, you know, with all of these summer activities, we get sometimes overwhelmed and we get a little bit, exhausted and tired.
Yeah.
You just always kind of have to remember who it's for and what it's for. You know, it's for God. We want to serve God first of all, but it's
for sure.
It's for the kids, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think Jerry Elder, he put out something today, I'm sure you saw on Facebook.
I did see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was talking about
being tired but not tired.
And I thought that was a pretty good way to sum it up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure at this point if I were writing it, mine might read, I'm tired and I'm tired. But I know what he's saying, I'm tired, but I'm not tired, because we go from event to event. And as long as we can get a day or two of rest sometimes in between, then we're excited for the next thing.
For sure.
And every one of these things we talk about are so unique and so different. Just like tomorrow, you know, we leave at 10 a.m. to go to Atlanta. This is our annual Braves and Six Flags trip. And it's been a little bit stressful getting everything organized and prepared for it. Some unique situations this year. It's a little bit later trip than I usually plan, which makes it a little bit tougher for people to commit, because football camps start and show choir camps start and band camp is getting kicked off. But with everything else we had planned, it's just the only time to do it.
Sure.
But again, I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. We've got a great group going, and so I'm looking forward to being with them. But you were mentioning something a while ago that we did do this past Saturday. So why don't you tell everybody where we were?
We were in Montgomery, Alabama, on the campus of Faulkner University.
Mm-hmm.
We were asked and privileged to be a part of the AIMCON. That was happening down there. Adventures in Ministry Conference was formerly known as SEC, correct?
I think so.
And Paul Sperlin and the board of directors there just do a great, great job. They have some good keynote speakers and then some classes and then some different labs where you kind of get to be a little more hands-on, and the classes are kind of smaller, a little more able to interact with. And I had the topic of dwelling in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of talked about, you know, how we can't spend our time dwelling in the world. We've got to spend our time focusing on the Word and what the Word teaches us to do and what it's instructing us to be. And it was just unique to see that operate. I think it continues to grow. I mean, you know, it's just turning into something really, really special, really unique. Something that Jess and I talked a little bit about, you know, after we concluded and we were getting ready to head home, and we stopped in Birmingham and ate supper together. You know, we talked a little bit about maybe getting some, you know, some groups around here to try to be, you know, a part of that. And there's just there's so many things that happen during the summer. There's just no way that you could be involved with every single one of them. But I think Jess and I can't speak for him. I know that he has some things that he wants to say about it himself. But I think that's one of those things that we saw, that it's pretty unique. I mean, it's just a great opportunity to get our kids involved with that and give them some one-on-one time with people that they don't really know that well, but people that want to get to heaven and want to help guide other people in that direction. So I was super honored to be a part of that and to be involved with that, and got to see some familiar faces, got to meet some new people and be around some really, really fantastic and spiritual giants, you know, just people that are just phenomenal and just super rooted and grounded in the faith. And being around them for the weekend was incredible. And to be able to spend it with you and my family, Chapel and the boys went down as well. And that's just awesome. Anytime I have the opportunity, or Chapel has the opportunity, to come along and have the boys, you know, to spend that family time together. I don't care what anybody says. If your family has the opportunity to go, man, it makes for such an amazing trip and an amazing opportunity and memories that you'll never forget. So I know you've got some things you'd like to say about AIMCON as well.
Well, like you, and I totally agree with everything you said about what they do with what Paul has had the vision to do and everybody that helps out. I'm still learning who all is part of AIMCon.
Yeah, it's a big operation.
Yeah, the AIM network is growing, and it's getting larger and larger, and it's a blessing to youth ministers, a great resource.
For
and
sure.
So there's a lot of people that – a lot of moving parts there that I'm not even sure who all is part, but I've known Paul for a long time, and he's a friend of mine, and he does a great job down there with the University Church on campus there, and does a great job with AIMCon. I think this was the first year they converted it, like you said, I believe from SEC to AIMCon, and brought in that whole network and the resources together to do this. And my lesson, it was a lab session, and it was teach us to pray. So we focused a little bit on prayer. First of all, we had quite a lengthy prayer to start with, but I had them kind of write down some requests, and so I felt like that was a good way to start. And so we had a prayer to start, and then we just kind of did some little things, practical ways to remember how to pray, what to pray for, those types of things. And it is an honor to be asked to be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know who the first conference like this was that decided we're going to have small classes instead of just, you know, large keynote speakers, but I think that it was wise. I don't know if it was Evangelism University. I've been going to that since 2005, so about 10 or 11 years I've been going there. They've done that ever since I've been going to EU, so I don't know if they were the first one, but... other groups have taken that pattern and said, this is really great.
Yeah.
And they've brought in, you know, a number of class teachers and divided them up, given the students an option. You know, at this time you can choose 3 or 4 classes. At this time you can choose this many. I like the lab classes. I'd never taught a lab per se.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit challenging to kind of figure out what do you do with a lab with prayer, you know, but it took me, you know, into the challenge mode, and I enjoyed that, stretched some imagination there. And I think that if you're looking for something to do at the end of the summer, I think that's usually when it comes towards the end of July. Mm-hmm. If you want, you know, a weekend activity that's spiritually upbuilding, I wasn't at AIMCon the whole weekend, but I'll say that what I went to a couple of the youth minister sessions and caught the tail end of some a keynote lesson and whatnot. But I think that's one that you could do for a reasonable amount of money that would be great spiritually. And if you are wanting to get your teens exposed to Christian university atmosphere, that's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Take them where they can look around the campus and see what they have going on there. So I appreciate the boys from AIMCon and what they do. And again, it was great to be with you. We were able to eat lunch on Saturday and found a nice little deli and sat down and ate, and then ate supper on the way back. A real stressful drive back
because
we were just at a standstill. We were in different cars, but we were only a car behind each other, and just standing still on the highway is not great. And so pulling in to Full Moon Barbecue after all that was relaxing. So
can we go get some ribs when we're done here?
Let's do it.
Well, no, it's Bible study night.
Yeah, it's Bible study night.
We'll have to wait till tomorrow. But you're right. You know, I don't know if you have Snapchat or not, but, you know, you can, and it's probably the most dangerous thing. You can take a snap and you can put how fast you're going.
Mm.
Like, it tells you how many miles per hour you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it said 0.1.
Yeah.
That was the...
Yeah,
that was how fast we were going.
Yeah,
and then there were several times where we were just stopped. I mean, I put the car in park and just kind of waited. I don't know if it was beach traffic coming up I-65 or what it could have been. Just kind of bottlenecked in some of the areas. I don't really know, but again, Chapel was with me, so we talked a lot, and the boys were asleep, and so we got to get out in Birmingham and eat together and spend some time together. But the AIMCon conference was unique.
It was good.
One thing that Jess and I talked about that we're going to both try to make better attempts at, I think, is and sometimes you got to travel to make it happen, and you got to find ways to make it fit with your schedule. Sometimes it's just not a reality. Sometimes it just won't fit, but there are several Christian campuses around us, you know, within a day's drive, and you can get there and be able to spend some time. So Jess and I kind of committed to each other to kind of help put our young people, especially our sophomores and juniors and definitely seniors, putting them on campus at these Christian universities like Faulkner and Freed Hardeman and Harding and these different mm-hmm. places that are around us. And of course, Heritage Christian is right here in our backyard, you know, but it's designed for a specific purpose, you know, but there are places like Faulkner and Harding and Freed Hardeman that offer, you know, education. I've got a cousin that has an education degree from Freed Hardeman. You know, and different areas where they can still go and be in that Christian environment and be around people that have their best and absolute interest in their soul and mm-hmm. who they are spiritually before they, you know, make any great strides at training them for their work as they get out into the world. So Jess and I kind of made that commitment to each other that we wanted to help enhance the spiritual life of our young people by putting them on those campuses. And you know, several of the youth ministers around the area do that. They go to the different Christian universities for whatever they've got going on. So I certainly want to make a better effort at that. And I know Jess has shared that. I kind of stole that from him. I'm not even going to try to pretend like it was mine. Jess kind of mentioned it to me, and I said, yeah, that's for sure something we need to do. So
well, we were just talking about that exposure and needing to do a little bit more, you know.
Exposure is one of them.
That's right. Exposure. Well, that'll be in Huntsville. So yeah. That's another Paul Sperling, you know.
Yeah, Paul.
But
what a good guy.
He's a good guy. No, what I was thinking that, you know, we want to give our teens the best possible chance they can get to have some exposure to these Christian schools. And look, if you didn't go to one of them, it can be difficult to kind of get in, and I don't always get the postcard and the emails, and I don't know where the places are to go to find out about events, because if you don't go there, a lot of times you don't get anything. And that's one thing. I've been compiling a list of events that go on at these other at different universities and Christian universities. And you know, one of the things we did with Youth Series last year, we called them up and said, can you send a representative? And we put up a table in our foyer and had representatives from the different student centers of mm-hmm. the three major colleges that are in our area, well, close by anyway, Alabama, Auburn, and UNA that's right here in town. And then some Christian universities. And I think that went real well. The teens were able to get some information there. But I'd like to do something, and I've been talking to some of our students that go to these Christian universities about, you know, what would be good to take them to. So I would like to do at least one event each year at them. So right now I'm kind of in the gaining information stage of that see how we can fit that. It's going to take a while. It may take into the next year to figure out, okay, here's what we can put in the schedule. We're going to have to move this and take this out. So I don't want to do it real fast. I don't want to shake everything up, but that is one thing that we want to do.
Again, part of the machine that is Jesse.
No. Look, I am only what I am by the grace of God, and I don't. That is Wes being generous. Don't get us wrong. That is not coming from me. I will owe him some money when this is over for saying so many nice things about me.
Full Moon Barbecue will work.
Yeah, full moon.
Some ribs, that'll mm-hmm. work. So that kind of recaps our summer.
I mean, it does.
Super, super loaded.
And don't get us wrong. We're not bragging about us. And I said this at Heritage at Titus Camp when I spoke. I was talking. My actual topic was on exhaustion.
Yeah.
How faith can overcome exhaustion. And you know, I said, you know, I went through this whole schedule there. At that time, I had been in my own bed 9 nights out of 31. So I was exhausted at that point, and I told them, look, there are other youth ministers that are doing as much or more, we totally understand that. This is just what we've been up to since we've seen everybody, and this is our summer. And so part of mentioning this is that we want to hear from you about your summer.
Yeah.
We want to know what you plan through the summer. And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and this youth minister was saying that he's come to the realization that less is more for his group. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't plan, but maybe two or three things in the summer.
Wow. Yeah.
And the rest he kind of does individually, maybe. I'm not sure exactly what he does. But he said, as far as, you know, events go, I plan two or three things, and we try to plan those at strategic times where the most people can be there. And, of course, I don't know how you go about figuring that out. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
But, and so let us know. We want to hear back from you.
Yep.
I know that some of you youth ministers are listening. You've told us you're listening. So we want to hear back from you. Let us know. How do you plan your summer schedule? What do you do? How do you get the most kids you can get there with vacations and camps and football and band? And how do you go about working around that? Do you try to? Do you just say whoever shows up, and if you have three, you go with it? If you have 25, you go with it? How do you work your summer schedule? We want to hear from you because we want to improve and we want to do better, and we don't have all the answers, and so we're looking at you.
Yeah, we know that, you know, for me, my summer, this is probably one of the busier summers that I've had, but I know that there are just so many of you out there that are listening that think, you know, that was a cakewalk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because there's just so many things that go on and so many things that we are just unaware of that happen, and we want to be involved in those things and put our young people in environments that will help them to grow spiritually. Last year at M2Y in Chattanooga, Jerry Elder made a statement that has kind of resonated with me. That's twice we've mentioned Jerry Elder today. He made a statement that really just kind of stuck with me. He said, you know, if you don't have a big attendance, don't really, you know, don't get upset about it. Don't beat yourself up over it. Take those that you have and put them in the environments where they flourish the most, and put them with their peers. So if you've got kids that are playing on a travel ball team, take your youth group and go watch them play ball, you know, and just put them together in the environment that they're in. And, you know, it's things like that we want to learn and want to hear from you about how you're bridging that gap of distance that you have during the summer, and how you kind of keep yourself afloat, how you keep yourself mentally sharp, physically sharp. You know, we want to hear those kinds of things because we want to grow and help our ministries grow as well, so just like so many of you do, and all of you putting in your effort to help these kids grow closer to God, closer to each other, and to help our ministries grow. So certainly we want to hear your input, your feedback, what it is that you're doing that's working, maybe even the things that you've tried that didn't work. You know, we want to hear those things too, because we want to know if we're planning it, it's just not, it hadn't worked out well.
Right.
You know, we need to know those things. So we'd like to know those things. We just are excited to be back. I think we might be on a little bit more of a regular schedule now.
Absolutely.
We just appreciate you being patient with us and listening to us and encouraging us. Hopefully, we've given a fraction of the encouragement back to you that you've given to us throughout this process. So great to be back, and I think it's final rush time.
Well, as far as final rush, that was pretty much it as far as I had. We just want, like I said, we want to hear from you. So let me tell you, let me rush through how you can get in touch with us.
Yes.
I'll do that. We want to hear from you about your summer schedule. If you want to let us know what you have coming up for the fall, go ahead and let us know. Where you don't have to keep it to just the summer. But if you want to get in touch with us, and we want you to, you can email us at ministryzoo@gmail.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/ministryzoo, or you can just search for Ministry Zoo on Facebook and you can find us. On Twitter, we are at Ministry Zoo. The podcast is on the Google Play Store, Podomatic app, and iTunes, the podcast app. So you can find us different various ways. And so we want you to, again, give us some feedback. Let us know that you're listening. And I tell you what, again, it's just so good to be back.
Yeah,
I
tell you what, it is very, very good to be back. I would be out of line if I didn't take just an opportunity and a chance to say, happy birthday to the greatest sister that I have, the only sister that I have. It's Cassidy's birthday, so if you're friends with her on Facebook, even if you're not, try to find her, Cassidy Ayers. She's just very, very special to me, and today is her birthday. So Happy birthday, sister. I love you. Thank you for all that you've done to encourage me. And hopefully, like I said earlier, I've been able to encourage you a little bit. So, Jess, been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So good to see you.
You too, buddy.
Go Cubs.
Go Braves.
Oh, man, come on. Yeah, y'all be safe tomorrow. Have a good time and bring back a victory. Can you do that?
We'll work on it.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, listen, thank you guys very much. And hopefully we'll be talking with you again next week.
All
see
right.
you guys.
See ya.